And at Harrison, we went ahead, designed the acid process for phosphor production, and I designed the Harrison production using large Pyrex bottles for the various reactions. Then towards the real beginning of World War II, I remember that Ralph Beale, who was the RCA Vice President of Research, took me aside very confidentially one day and asked if I could make a concave downward cathode ray tube screen, the very thing that we said couldn't be done in for the FCC hearings because there wasn't any such thing. Shortly after Beale's request, which mystified me, Gorton Fonda of General Electric asked for samples of our best long persistent phosphors. Now, I'd conducted experiments with ultraviolet and blue-emitting screens whose light was impinged on green and yellow screens to make them glow outside of the kinescope. And I knew that mathematically, an exponential decay, ultraviolet or blue emission from one phosphor, could excite a resultant exponential decay yellow-emitting phosphor in principle to produce a downward concave decay. But there were no such phosphors. Then I was called to MIT and asked the same question that Mr. Beale asked me by Dr. Lee DuBridge and Dr. Bob Bacher, who were in charge of the radiation laboratory effort there. And I said I believed it could be done by cascading if we had the right kind of phosphors. So we got a contract and worked on through the war. As I remember, the whole contract totaled something over $250,000. But most importantly, our work led to the Navy building the RCA-operated Lancaster plant to make radar kinescopes and other tubes for the war effort. And RCA bought that plant and owns it now. He bought it after the war. But at Lancaster, when we, at Harrison, when I was still there, and the Lancaster plant was being planned, I designed the phosphor plant for Lancaster and scaled it up to glass-lined kettles joined by Pyrex tubing for a semi-automated process. I remember that to make it a complete gravity feed, I needed a 70-foot-high building, but for aesthetic reasons in the community, they refused to let it be higher than 35 feet. So it was the only building in the Lancaster plant that had an elevator. So we ran it down 35 feet and then put the kettles in elevators, raised them up 35 feet, and ran it down through for the next stage. One of the things that really tickled me about the design of that plant was that the very first batch passed the tests and was used in radar kinescopes. And that was from that ultra-sensitive phosphor that was sensitive to one part in a billion of copper. Well, clear through the war, we and the British, who'd actually started before we had, tried to achieve that concave downward decay, but no one achieved it. The only materials that we had that were appropriate to excite first one with a cathode ray beam and have the light from that excite a second one were hyperbolic decay materials. And their persistence characteristics and the whole thing was just inadequate to produce the kind of thing that theoretically could be envisioned. Nonetheless, those cascade screens using the sulfide phosphors were viewed in darkened rooms and were vital for the radars of Britain and this country and Canada.